This is The Core News, streaming and podcasting at thecore.fm. The Rutgers Faraday Christmas Children's Lectures. It doesn't sound like a barrel of laughs, but the physics department at Rutgers is known for making science something fun that you can see right in front of you, occasionally exploding. To find out more, we speak to the guy who puts it all together.
My name is David Maiulo, and what I am at Rutgers University is the physics support specialist in the Department of Physics. Actually, we have three nights. We have a Friday night show, Saturday night show, and a Sunday night show. Well, what we have is a pretty large physics lecture hall area, and we're going to do an hour and a half of physics demonstrations. They're kind of eye-catching and exciting, and I know it sounds kind of dry. You know, it's physics, it's science. But we do it in a way so that it actually is very intriguing and entertaining and, you know, a little bit of comedy involved. But we never really stop at any time, and we just keep moving through a lot of different physics principles. And it's an awful lot of fun. People really seem to enjoy it.
And it's called the Rutgers Faraday Christmas Children's Lecture?
Absolutely, yeah. And as a matter of fact, the reason we gave it that moniker is there was a gentleman named Michael Faraday who discovered many, many important things. And years ago, he started this as a tradition back in England. And he did a series of these shows for the British public. And we've decided that in his honor, we would name our shows after what his efforts were. And this is our 13th year of these, too. So we started a long time ago doing them, and we still really enjoy it.
Is it mostly children and their parents who come? Do college students ever come?
You know what? We've had everybody, all different ages, age groups. I've seen people on dates at these things. I've seen, you know, 2-year-olds here, and I've seen 100-year-olds here. So there's really no limit to what kind of person is going to enjoy this.
And what are a couple examples of demonstrations that you'll perform?
Well, let's see. Well, one of the demonstrations I perform is using a tube with flame in it, which actually will show people what sound looks like, because we can actually get the size of different sound waves, and we can actually show people what the sound waves look like using the flames. We'll take hydrogen and helium balloons and light them on fire, and we'll show people what happens when you actually put a flame to a hydrogen balloon, and it's kind of exciting for people. We'll also have beds of nails, and I know that seems like a sideshow attraction, but actually there's a lot of physics behind beds of nails and why people can survive lying on top of them.
And are these mostly demonstrations that you use in physics classes at Rutgers?
Every single one of them is actually used in a physics class. All of these demonstrations have been designed to be part of the physics classes, but I think it was about 15 to 20 years ago that I started to take these same demonstrations and bring them to the general public at libraries and senior centers and other schools and such. I've done shows, I would say, Coney Island, bars in New York City, under the Brooklyn Bridge, also in pretty much every area of New Jersey, and in every type of area of New Jersey, too, state fairs, that kind of thing. So it's really kind of developed into a really nice outreach program for Rutgers.
What kind of reactions do you get from people?
Well, most of the time, they're fascinated both by the fieriness of it, the flashiness of some of the demonstrations, but they're also very intrigued by the physics. They actually do like to come up at the end of the shows or even in the middle of them and interrupt us and say, you know, well, what's really going on there and what's really happening here? So although the demonstrations are really designed to be very intriguing, there's an awful lot of physics behind each demonstration, and we try to make the physics as clear as possible. We don't want it to be a magic show. We really want it to be a show that actually gets people interested in the science.
Why do you think Faraday chose to have his original lecture for children at Christmas?
Boy, that's a great question. In a way, I think that Faraday might have had the same idea that we do in doing the show, and that, we want to demystify science. We want to show people what's behind some of the things that they really don't seem to understand on a regular basis. And Faraday, you know, was inventing a lot of things that involved the early use of electricity. And at that point, electricity was very mysterious, and it was something that the public really didn't know much about and kind of was a little worried about in some ways. And he tried to show people all the different uses of it. And I think part of that was actually just purely public relations. He wanted to have more support for his experiments and for his programs and, to be even more popular in the public. And that really helped him. He became very famous due to these shows. And I'm not sure we're going to do it to become famous, because that's not really our goal. but it's to give back to the public and actually to show people, you know, hey, look, Rutgers really wants people to enjoy what we're doing here. So,
is there anything else you'd want to say about the Faraday shows or about physics?
Yeah, I would say that, you know, what the Faraday shows try to show us is that physics is really all around and something that people can really get excited about if they just spend a little time thinking about it, you know, not just the stars in astronomy, which always intrigue people, but really just the nuts and bolts of physics. And we'll show it in really intriguing and fun ways. And anybody can come. The shows are free, which is always great. You know, if it's for free, it's for me. And I think that if they really do want to get a seat, because we have about 320 seats, they have to get here early enough to find one. So they should be here by 6:30 on the night of each show. The shows run from 7 to 8:30. And we'll have a lot of hands-on demonstrations set up before the shows just so people can spend a little time looking at some other physics phenomena, too. So they won't be bored even when they're waiting for the show to start.
Could you say when and where the shows are going to be?
Absolutely. We're going to have all three shows at the same spot, the Physics Lecture Hall on Bush Campus. That's located right behind the bus stop at Hill Center. The shows will start at 7. They'll end right around 8:30 every night. It's not always at 8:30, but it's right around then. Like I say, if you want a seat, I say get here by 6:30.
Is there a website or anything?
Oh, absolutely. Unfortunately, the address is rather long, but if they just go to the Department of Physics website here at Rutgers University, we actually have the banner for the Faraday shows right up front and center on that. So they just click on that, and all the information about the Faraday shows is there. And also, they get to actually go to different descriptions of the demonstrations to see if they think they might be intrigued.
If somebody's listening to this and they're thinking, you know, I really don't know much about physics, maybe I should, you know, find out a little more.
I'd say come to the show first and see what you think, and then just email me. My email is pretty public, and I'll can lead you to a bunch of different sites that would actually, you know, show you a lot of the different physics behind almost everything around you. Yeah.
That was Dave Maiulo, Laboratory Support Specialist for the Physics Department right here at Rutgers. And you're listening to The Core News on 90.3 The Core, streaming and podcasting at thecore.fm.